smell, you will have to see
breathing,
all are karma. Without we cannot do anything. So, we want to eat, we want to see, we want to smell, we want to all these things. So these are on Allah Vilas. We cannot avoid. So he has told what? Anna Vilasita. From Anna Vilas, some pratyah are added and it has become Anna Vilasita. What?
So with the
his natural stage goes away and he becomes in
unnatural
stage. And if at that time to save his life, if he tells anything unnaturally, oh God save me.
Like
Draupadi. Like elephant. There are not in that natural position. The nature was changed. So if in natural way no problem, no danger of life, and he is thinking that, oh God give me some money, I want to marry, I want anything, liberation, save me for future dangers, then this is anabhilashita. This is very dangerous. So in our natural stage, we should not have anything to wake from Krishna. But when in unnatural position, when there is life danger, like Draupadi, he may pray to Krishna. And when he will natural position, she will at once, oh, I have done wrong. Then this is Anna Vilasitasu. Sometimes Vaishnava should not do Shraddha, Laukik Shraddha. Never. This is our principle. But sometimes any Vaishnava may do, offer some prasadam to Krishna, and by that he makes some Shraddha and fire sacrifices. Only to Sangraha, Lok Sangraha.
Collect
for
the social
upkeep.
To encourage.
Na? To bring other devotees, not devotees, a general person towards Krishna. He has nothing to do, to take and give, nothing for to do Vaishnava, any shad. But only he sees that, oh, these common persons, general persons, they like that there's some fire sacrifice and something should be done. And that is why to create their Shraddha towards bhakti, oh, we are also doing these things. So he can do. This is Anna Vilasita Shunya. So it is not dangerous. Annabhilashita sunyam jnana karma adi anabritam. Until when we are alive in this world and if we have physical body, we will have to do some work, that is karma. And also jnana, like tattva jnana. Who is father, who is mother, who is brother, what is this world, what is birth and death, how real happiness will come, this knowledge should be there. And We should eat, we should see five things, five senses work. It should go on. Otherwise we will die. And we cannot follow what is bhakti. So we must do them. But here, what is karma, we should know. What is karma? What is karma?
Well, like the example that you gave.
It means not to follow Vedic.
Not to follow Vedic
karms.
Principles.
These are.
And because
he is always lazy, not doing, not serving father, mother, others, not doing good karms. They are called akarma. Akarma.
And vikarma is opposite to karma.
Please. We do it for ourself or those who are ours, for them.
Yeah. Who is related to
for
us.
Family person,
yeah.
Or others. Ne? So these are karma. But when, like I am going to market to buy some more tasteful sweet fruits, and I will taste, my brother will taste, my wife will taste, my children will taste, anyone related to me will taste. Then it is karma. I am going to market to buy some fruits, and I am buying and bringing them only for Radha and Krishna. They will taste. And if remnant will come, then we will take something to purify us. Or any Vaishnava coming for them, then it is not karma, it is called
Seva.
Bhakti.
Seva.
Bhakti. Ne? And if we are doing all these activities for mukti, oh, body is doing, I am not doing, my soul is not doing. My soul is nirgun, nirvishesh, anadi, no, nirakar, and all this. Only for liberation I am going and doing and bringing. My body is taking, I am not taking. And this will be called jnana. So these bhakti rahit karma, those who are really this thing, not helping to bhakti, they should be rejected. Not covered by that. Why cover? Karapang has been told. Why? We must do, we'll have to do. We'll have to take bread. We'll have to take meal. You know? But it depends on the mood of that devotees. I'm taking meal that I will be some stronger and I will chant and remember more. Then it will not be covered with karma. I am sleeping. Why you are sleeping? To take rest and to do job more tomorrow. Then it will be karma. And if we are sleeping, that after taking rest in very morning, I will chant, remember, and doing so much devotional things, then this sleeping is also helpful for bhakti, and it is called bhakti. So, the mood of the devotees are changed when doing all kinds of bhaktis. But it is not even uttama bhakti. When it will be uttama bhakti? Anukullena Krishna
Musa.
What is anukullena? Anu. Anu means
continuous.
Anu,
guidance,
in the guidance of any pure devotee. And also all the activities and all the endeavors should be to please Krishna. All endeavors should be to please Krishna. Here Krishna means Krishna, his all
associates,
his all manifesting all, not only Krishna. So it will be for that. And also, anukullena Krishna anusilanam. Why anusilanam? Why anusilanam? He has told anukullena, then why he has told anusilanam? You remember something? With fighting them. So this pleasure is not, will not be called bhakti. Because it is pratikul. Pratikul means?
Unfavorable.
But Yashoda Maiya, twisting the ears of Krishna, and somewhat chastising him. And Krishna begins to weep. He takes down Krishna from his lap, her lap, and stops giving milk, breast. And Krishna becomes angry. Why mother does so? But still it will be bhakti. So all things concluded in this shloka. And when this bhakti will be pure from karma, jnana, and that kinds of anathilas, and always continued, no
stoppage.
And in the guidance of a pure Gurudev or Vaishnava. If it is done up to what stage? After liberation also, you will have to be in the guidance of gopis, or Sridhama, Shubal, or Nanda, Yashoda. Without guidance, anyone cannot please Krishna. So what to tell in this position? Baddha.
Conditional,
this stage. Or after liberation. In both stages, you will have to be in the guidance of any pure here devotees and their parikar. All the manjaris are in the guidance of Rupa Goswami. Even Rati Manjari, Lavanga Manjari,
Bilas
Manjari, all the manjaris are in the guidance of Rupa Manjari. All the sakhis are guidance of in Vishakha and Lalita. Sometimes Srimati Radhika in the guidance of Lalita. So in any way our bhakti should not be without guidance. So always we should try it like this way. Then it will come into shape of bhava bhakti. When it will be called sadhana bhakti, there are some definitions. You should try to hear and to adopt all these things. If you are doing sadhana bhakti, that is sramanam, kirtanam, smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakham, atmanivedanam, or five of among them, sadhu sangha, nam kirtan, Bhagavat Sraman, Mathura Bhar, Sri Mutti Shraddha. These are more powerful. And in them, three are more powerful. Sramanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. Among them, one, Nam Sankirtan, Sadrashesh. But it will not do any effect if you are not in guidance. If you are doing himself, yourself, unbreaking for thousand and thousand and lakhs births, sramanam, kirtanam, vishnu, shaman, all, and not good guidance, topic of guidance, then you will have only fruit that so much wealth, reputation, worldly gains only. And better matter, what better? Serve Krishna as a Narayan in. It may be that if you are have a renounced person like Shankaracharya and others, then you will have only liberation. Sometimes if you will have any devotee following Rukmini and Satyabhama, they are pure. Hanuman is also pure. If you will have association of Hanuman, you will be pure Vaishnava. And you can serve Ram, but you cannot serve Dwarkadhish or Vrindavan. So it depends on this association. How developed and qualified that sadhu sangha. Without a rasik Vaishnava, without knowing what is Raganuga, what is Vaidhi Bhakti, you cannot advance in your bhakti. So we should pray that satang prasangam virya samvidau bhavante ritakarana rasayana katha tadjosanat asu apabarg vartmani first shraddha, then sadhan bhakti. Sadhan bhakti, but if we are going to achieve bhav, we should first know what is bhav. Sthayi bhav, bibhav, anubhav, sattvik and vyabhichari. We are not knowing anything. Then we cannot do anything. We cannot progress. First we will have to know. And for that thing, achieving, if you are doing sadhana bhakti, then it is sadhana bhakti. Otherwise, nothing. Something. Not sadhana bhakti. Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sa sadhana vidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya. If anyone is doing endeavoring from his mind, senses, by body, making garden, always gardening, or only distributing books, nothing doing. Only some kinds of impression may come, sukriti may come. But sukriti is not saddha. So from sukriti saddha will come, and when it will be gathered so much, then sadhu sangha will be done. And after sadhu sangha so much, then bhakti will come. What bhakti will come? Vedi bhakti come. And Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mate kriyatam kutopi jadi labhyate tattalaulyam api mulyame kalam janma koti sukriti. If you are doing all these things, what? Not suddha pure bhakti, sarup siddha bhakti, like gardening, having cows, creating so many things, doing kirtan, but no, you don't know the what is kirtan. Yourself you are going and chanting Hare Krishna going. But what is pure name? What is pure bhakti if you are not knowing? If you have no relation with Krishna, that what is the relation between Krishna and myself? No relation. No Divya Gyan. Then how this name will save you or it will give bhakti? Never. It will be only like sukriti. So we should know what is sukriti and what is real bhakti. And we especially sarup siddha bhakti. Then we can do any sadhana. Then first vaidhi bhakti and then at last raganuga bhakti. So gradually. And when we will know all these things, oh, what is Gurudev? I want to know that what is sthayi bhav? What is called bibhav? What is called uddipan? Uddipan are also of, alamban is also of two kinds. Vishaya alamban and ashraya alamban. What are they? So after that we will know what is Vibhav, Sancharya and all this. Then for them, if you will practice bhakti yoga, shravanam, kirtanam or all these things, then it will be sadhana bhakti, otherwise not. And practicing bhakti yoga, then we will come in the stage of bhava bhakti, and gradually after that prema bhakti. So we should know all these things and try to advance our Krishna consciousness, developing in sadhana bhakti first, and then bhava bhakti, and gradually. Go, Brahma. You try to know all these things perfectly, and then try to enter in this. Not following but like bhed.
Blindly. Like sheep.
Like sheep. What is that story? You know? Tumi bola. What is that story? Gaur Praman. You should sing any kirtan. Oh, you should kirtan. And also pray.